With all of that in mind, we're joined now here in the studio by Anna Richards, who is the president of the Chapel Hill Carrboro NAACP. Anna, thanks for being here today.
Thanks for having me. What a week.
I know, right? And following up on the previous week, which was such a troubling week for everyone, but that debate, and we talked about this with so many people last week, the debate is going to continue for days and weeks and months and years. This is not something that's going to easily stop or easily be resolved. So regardless of what happens, we're going to continue to have this conversation, and it's a good thing that we're having the conversation.
It is. Long overdue, and sometimes, you know, out of crisis, we can move forward. So hopefully that'll be the case. I would like to just talk a minute about what's going on actually right now. Folks started signing up. Sign up opened at 3, and the public testimony around the state is all occurring beginning at 4
Even
o'clock
as we
today
speak,
as we speak. And I just want to say, you know, the court said they had to have new maps, and so the maps were created, but the drawing process, they were just released on Saturday, and the public hearings are today, and it looks like about 90% of the new General Assembly districts are solidly tilted in favor of one party or the other, and you can imagine that mostly are to the advantage of Republican lawmakers. So with these new maps, they are just continuing to protect themselves from being held accountable. So things like grandfathering in some of the fine print is grandfathering in the folks who are already elected. Well, the courts have determined they were elected illegally. Mm-hmm. So does grandfathering them in help remedy anything? And it's so important. I'm sure there were only 125 seats in Raleigh this afternoon. It's important, and we're sure there are going to be lots and lots of people who aren't able to get into the room and aren't able to voice their concerns. But I would just encourage everybody to, you know, put your feelings on the record if indeed you are in opposition to the racial and partisan gerrymandering. You know, talk about the process, and they delayed the release of the map. So, you know, send off a quick email to your representative to let them know that you, again, if you're in opposition to this, to the maps and to the process, it's really important that we let our voices be heard.
Yeah, and really just keeping that conversation going, I think, not just between residents and legislators, but just between residents of North Carolina in general, so that people who are concerned about this issue, keep telling your friends and your neighbors and your family how important this issue is, and get them interested in the issue too, because like we talk about the public hearings that are happening in Raleigh today, and there's only this many seats in this room, and there's only the 6 public hearings, and not everyone is going to get a chance to speak. I'm a little bit cynical about that because the vote's going to happen and it's going to be the same vote regardless of who says what today. But it's not even about the vote that's coming up later this week. It's about getting the word out and keeping the word out how important this issue is, so that sometime, hopefully in the near future, but down the road, we can actually have elections where we hold our elected officials to account on this.
Right. Fair elections.
Yep, absolutely.
Seems like something you wouldn't be really scraping nail and tooth for in a democracy, but fair elections. This is America.
Yep. Speaking with Anna Richards again, Chapel Hill Carrboro NAACP, and this debate over redistricting, or this fight over redistricting, I say fight instead of debate because all of the arguments are out. Like, we know what the right thing to do is.
And the court has
spoken. Weighed in. And the court's going to weigh in again. And I keep looking down the road to January or whenever it is that the Supreme Court's going to hear that partisan redistricting case. because this whole line of redistricting here, the General Assembly said we're not going to use racial data, which you can make arguments for or against, but at least they're not going to use that. But they're definitely using partisan data,
yes.
And they're doing it as a pretty naked and overt act of partisan gerrymandering.
Absolutely.
So that Supreme Court decision is going to be really important, too.
The other
too.
Thing I'll mention last on this point is mm-hmm. that the state has spent over $6 million
yep.
of taxpayer money to have this fight. And so almost regardless of what side you come down on, is that really what we want our money to go to, at the same time denying healthcare expansion for example, and yet spending $6 million if you've lost in court three times, one could say frivolous lawsuit,
mm-hmm.
$6 million of our money.
Yep. Speaking with Anna Richards again, Chapel Hill Carborough, NAACP. Chapel Hill Carborough, NAACP.wordpress.com is the website for more information about the local chapter of the NAACP. So that's going on in Raleigh and across the state today. Again, that's going on right now. In 2.5 hours, we're going to have a rally on campus against Silent Sam. What are your thoughts on this?
Just really disappointed. The university alerted the governor of a significant safety and security risk because of the memorial. They've asked him to convene the State Historical Commission. They've asked him for additional security. They put up barricades around Silent Sam. The governor has said if there is an acute safety risk, you can take it down. And so the disappointment is just that it's still sitting there, and you have to say why. And the barricades going up, I was in college once. It's kind of like the gate you put up for your three-year-old. They quickly figure out a way to get around the gate. So it's disappointing that if indeed we feel there is a safety concern, and if you had the okay to take it down, why not?
Mm-hmm.
So very disappointing.
Yeah. Do we think that there is a safety concern?
Well, we all witnessed Charlottesville.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe that our safety concerns are heightened.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not so much one side, in this case, a hopefully peacefully planned
mm-hmm.
demonstration against Silent Sam, but you don't know who's going to show up. And you don't know what emotions are going to get inflamed. So it's an unknown situation, and that could have been avoided.
Yeah, I've been following this issue for the last few days, especially like with regard to this planned rally, and I keep coming back to, I want this thing taken down, and I want it taken down for the right reasons.
Yeah.
I want it taken down because it ought to come down, because
yeah.
it's celebrating and glorifying something that shouldn't be celebrated and glorified, and it's whitewashing history to be up there.
Yeah.
It's not whitewashing history to come down. It's an act of whitewashing to be there in the first place. And that's the stated reason I want
yeah.
there to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
not today, I guess.
Doesn't look like it.
Yeah.
Doesn't look like it today.
Well, what else is going on that people ought to know about?
The Chapel Hill Carborough School District Board of Education did ban the Confederate flag
yes.
since I was here last week. And so that's a small step. I think we all understand that that's a beginning. It is something that you have to say, great. However, long overdue,
mm-hmm.
and we don't have to spend a lot of energy trying to convince people that needs to. So that's good. That's
mm-hmm.
good. But it certainly doesn't address a lot of the underlying issues that still exist within our school district, and that we need to continue to have a conversation in the classroom. And we need to make sure that we're presenting history in a way that's accurate. Our energies really need to be on how do we prevent, the next Dylann Roof or the next 20-year-old who decides to drive a car down a sidewalk and kill people.
Yeah.
In this country, not in Spain, but this is happening in America. So So that really needs to be the focus, and I hope that's where the Board of Education and the rest of the community focuses our efforts, not only in with young people, but this needs to be an intergenerational discussion as well.
Chapel Hill Carborough, naacp.wordpress.com for more on the local chapter. Honor Richards, thank you so much.
Thank you.